Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rollmongers Actual Play Podcasts presents Star Wars Dawn of Defiance Saga Edition Campaign. Now, you are listening to episode 11 of our Star Wars Saga Edition Campaign, but I would like to introduce you to something a little different. I, GM Jeff, are going to take the back seat as a player and give up the big chair in the DM screens to Clinton's Core Classics. That's right. Standard races. Basic classes. Bare bones. Core rulebook. All roleplay. Raw. Uncut. Tonight, on YouTube. You are listening to episode 11 of our Star Wars Saga Edition campaign. We go now to our session.
Did I do good, Merrick? Did I do good?
Now, you do have cover. That's the good news.
And this is a big crate, so what? Plus 10?
No. My remaining trooper has pulled out a sled, drove out, heard gunfire, wondered what's going on, heard the guy get orders, pulls the sled out to the middle to a nice, perfect position. It has guns on it. This stormtrooper on a repulsor sled is on an Artec 64Y Swift 3 repulsor sled, and she has guns.
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
Auto fire.
Oh, crap.
Auto fire. Okay, what do we got here? We have spray this guy, spray the sniper, and ooh, there's somebody popping up over here. I can see you too. Who to shoot? Well, the guy isn't, you know, I didn't see who's doing all the killing. People are just exploding around me. I see several targets. So, going left to right, I'm going to roll a d6. I cannot see Merrick. Pick two numbers, or who wants to be 1, 2, somebody else to be 3, 4, somebody else to be 5, 6, or somebody wants to be 1 and 6, and blah, 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 blah.
I'll be 3, 4.
Okay.
1, 2.
I guess 5 and 6.
Who is 5?
Me.
Poser. Deciding to spray the room in sort of a left all the way out to right kind of arc, he engages auto fire, in which basically what he does is he just sprays two squares, you're in them, and you get a reflex save. You get your reflex for half. So if I roll over, you take full damage. If you roll under, you only take half. But unfortunately, with auto fire,
okay,
he just sprays you, and you... Now, you do have cover. That's the good news.
And this is a big crate, so what? Plus 10?
No. You're on the corner. You're not doing the full in, dug in kind of thing. You just moved up to the corner, and I'm far back enough.
Okay.
So you have 5.
Bumps me up to 18.
There you go. All right. Medium blaster cannon, plus 7. Ooh.
Oh.
This thing has its own
sort of... sound of that.
Basically, I'm going to hit you on 11 or higher.
Yeah.
Oh. 26!
Oh. I got the HP. I'll be fine.
You'll be fine. It's
probably...
Where's the damage on this thing? I even delayed. Like, I could have had this thing, like, drive
Vehicle
out
damage
and shooting.
It's ridiculous.
I could have been shooting at you guys
if I remember
from
correctly.
Round one if I wanted. I've actually been very nice in holding
True.
This thing off, so I've done all I can for you, gentlemen.
Oh, I can drop that thing, no problem. I just don't want to in the way that I can.
3d10.
Oh!
Oh.
As long, never mind. Just roll it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This would have been the end of Raul.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'd shot at Raul, he'd be dead. Boom.
Yeah.
Force point. No, actually, no. He'd pull a force point out of his ass and... I'm okay. All right, buddy.
Did I do good, Merrick? Did I do good?
That would be the question that I think he'd ask you. It's okay. We have all... I have all
sure
the...
sure as hell didn't.
That's what it actually says on the tape. Casey doesn't get those words out. He's got like a dying. So like, Merrick, this is me, and if you're listening to this, I'm dead. He actually like role plays his death into the tape so somebody gets to hear it. The epic death. That's what his recording says. That'd be great. Round four. Merrick.
All right. Gonna peer my head around. Can I see any targets?
From where you are, no. You're gonna have to move.
All right, and where did that last spray come from?
From as far as you can see, you saw shots coming out here and headed towards, like, over here. So you saw an arc shooting across the room, which you saw this. So I guess what you could say, if I were to paint like a ruler line, from what you can see, you saw this. Choo, you know, starting here and going this way. Yeah. You can follow it back to its source, as it were.
Can I roll up over to this edge here?
Yep. There'll be some climbing and acrobatics involved, but I don't see why not. You want to hop, skip, and a jump over this crate? Half your movement, though.
Certainly.
So, 1, 2, 3.
22 acrobatics.
Yep. Backs you up a square, but you get to here. You car hood the crate, slide on the hip, and come over the side and come around. Aha! Now, you can actually see the officer. Your tight right corner can still spray his back corner. He has cover. The guy in the repulsor sled is actually, I believe he has cover as well because he's on a vehicle, or in a vehicle, as it were. Now, there's a fun toy that Merrick would like to get his hands on. It's a hover snowmobile with guns on it and a drop net behind it that can pull things.
Oh, yeah? And I don't see with that, do I?
Sorry.
It's right there.
It's that big.
Oh, that's that there. Is it okay? Is it open to the environment?
Yeah, it's a guy on a forklift with guns on it.
All right.
Shoot him.
You can shoot him or you can shoot the actual vehicle. That's kind of neat.
Okay, it's going to be undercarriage time. Sash is going to yell.
Okay.
I'm going to use a gas grenade.
Okay. That was awesome. You were playing with your mic, but it literally sounds like you were feeding a grenade into a tube. I hope that pulls up in the edit. That was great. Gas grenade. Attack of
sleep. It's like grandpa's shoes after jogging.
He's got notes for his grenade. Wretch. Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Smells like grandpa. Oh, it's nice. So read it out to me, buddy. What does this thing do to me?
All right. So it's attack roll versus a fortitude defense. It's a 4-square blast.
Mm-hmm.
-2 on the condition track. If failed, half for a save. The cloud persists for one round and gives concealment.
Okay. So this guy drops down on the track by 2. So he automatically goes to the -2 to everything. -4 to hit. And now I have concealment for you guys shooting at me. Thank you for that.
And for shooting out, too.
Oh, I see. It's a gas that's true. Because I can't see. That is true.
Poof.
You like that? Poof.
Yeah, appropriate. I like it.
there we go.
It smells like grandma's shoes. What the hell?
Okay.
That is special batch.
There you go. Raul.
Okay, so I am going to... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That doesn't do much for me.
He's within 12 squares. 20 squares is point blank.
All right, I'm going to double move myself. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I can do it. Why can't I click myself? What's going on?
Yeah, Zin, a lot of fights are going to happen within 20 squares. For a rifle, it's 30, which means you should be taking your point blank shot plus 1 hit and damage. We should probably hardwire it into your gun on your sheet.
Oh, yeah.
So Rahal goes scurrying up crates.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I go around the outside and tuck myself in the corner there.
Okay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Did you want to be here? You can get there and you can see him. He can shoot at you, but you can also see him for shooting. Are you just going to wait? Move up and shoot.
I'll wait because I can't attack right now. Yeah, make them bring their move and shoot.
Complete cover. Gotcha.
Yep.
That is you, sir. Poser.
Okay. With that gas cloud, does it give complete concealment? Like they cannot see him through it?
As far as I understand it, yeah, concealment.
That's what I would assume as well.
So there's difference. Concealment is 20%. Complete cover and concealment is 50%, so he's probably just got a 20% miss chance with a gun.
Oh no, I'm looking for actual visibility. Can they physically see him?
Oh, yeah, they can see a target. He's just running around fog. You know, it's a 20. Okay. You know, it's like a 1 in 5 mischance. It's not very big, yeah. really. It's a hampering.
Well, no, effect. Because more of like I'm trying to use it as like, oh, disguise him dying from a force effect instead of him dying from gas fog, you know?
Oh, well, you know what? How do people tend to act when they're in a cloud of noxious fumes?
Yeah, we don't know.
Running out of it or choking, usually?
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's like, Ryan's handing you a free choke, dude.
See, the problem is, force choke is only within... Oh, wait. Actually, yeah, let's go force choke. Or force grip, sorry. I thought I couldn't do that because it said one target within 6 squares, but it also says or within line of sight. So,
well, it's probably both. Because what would
well,
be
it does
point?
Specify. It says or.
Oh, so what? So if you can sense them, you can just choke them around a corner.
That's I guess.
That's pretty cool. So yeah, you reach out with the force perception. He's on the other side of the wall. You can like choke people from a bathroom stall. That's like nasty murder evil.
But this is also an Imperial Stormtrooper who just lit me up.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. No, I'm not giving you DPs for this. I just... Okay. All
right. But yeah. So use the force check coming
okay.
out.
However, line of sight. So you have two choices. Line of sight would still... You have a 20% chance of missing him because you need line of sight on him. He has concealment. Or you can just move up to 6 squares, sense him, and kill him. The difference being... Picture this. Everyone's on the one side of the room, and it's like you're, you know, jumping on the ice and going halfway across the ice towards the Zamboni, holding out your hand, going, and everyone's Zamboni got like, so do you want to risk the miss, or do you want to get in there close and be sure?
I'm going to risk the miss.
Okay,
so here comes the roll, and doesn't even matter.
Well, it's
because it has to beat a DC of 15.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say it's a percentage for the miss. So, okay. So you just you're not feeling the power.
Yeah, and then I'm going to run back and hide.
Okay. Get it.
This is already took a lot of blasts.
Slip back.
Not feeling too great.
All right, Zin.
Yeah, that was terrible.
What?
Dude, you got hosed. Alright, so from my vantage point, I will... Let's see, does this guy have cover for me from my position?
Yeah, there's the officer, but the threat is the guy lighting up everybody on the vehicle. If there was ever a call to snipe, it would be the guy in the tank.
Right? Yeah. Yep, let's go ahead and do that. So, I'm gonna go ahead and take aim, so I can try to negate the cover there.
Yep. You waste this guy, they definitely, you know, you've earned a spot on the team as far as I think you're concerned.
Oh.
Nope.
4. 11.
Got a 4.
Okay. Officer.
And then I will...
Oh, sorry.
Hide.
Rehide. It's like he just slowly like twisting up, takes the shot, and then slowly sort of twisting down. Like those creepy mechanical rides at fairs and stuff, and you hear that spray, the air pressure, and the doll comes up, and the horror ride comes back down.
I'm actually gonna hop down.
Hey, okay. Stormtrooper turn and officer turn. Well, let's see here. Everyone's this, blah blah blah. This guy's right here. Gas grenade. I'm gonna shoot at Merrick. Seems logical. He's close. I'm unaware of Rahal.
What?
You are also, you know, you and Poser are the meat shields. You are up there gassing my dude. Plus 2. This guy just has a regular blaster pistol, though. 4, 6, no. 2! And miss. Stormtrooper, who's my next target? Oh, aren't you glad you hopped down? Because I was going to light up the top of that left to right. Who's left? Poser's missing. Sniper's missing. Dead people, dead people, dead people. Can't see. Oh, Merrick!
I could still be up here.
Ryan. The day has come. Let's talk about
He is down to on the condition track.
Let's talk about back in the day when we first learned Star Wars, and I put everybody in charge of learning something so I could learn to the core rules. Ryan was in charge of crafting, which also made him read up on guns. And he happily explained to us mid-combat how auto-fire works and how he could just pick squares and shoot, and if you were in the square, you'd take at least half damage, if not full damage. And oh, how my NPCs fell. They fell in droves to Ryan's gun back in the day, and now the tables have turned.
Hi.
I have a Zamboni with a gun on it pointed at you. I take no pleasure in taking these actions. I did not bias this story out of spite. I'm just referring it for the sake of karma. You have no destiny points left to save your life. You can keep yourself from dying with a force point if you go below zero. That is,
you do have plus six temporary HP.
He does have plus six temporary HP if we haven't chewed through it. But the problem is, this sucker has a plus seven, and you have no cover. And Mr. Ryan, with your reflex...
He doesn't have plus seven. He's down two on the condition track.
Oh, that's true. That is true. The vehicle has plus seven, though. And I can use, instead of my stats, I can use the vehicle stats. I'm not sure if that would carry over, because I have a plus one to hit. My gun on this vehicle has... Oh, look at that. Poser. Mr. Poser. Let's go back to Poser's auto fire spray. Poser. Where's Poser? No, you're going to like this. You're going to like this, buddy.
Okay.
Plus seven to shoot you, plus two when I use auto fire. Did I hit you with more than five? Was it overwhelming? Oh, yeah, it was 26. I sprayed the crap out of you. Okay, sorry. But I was willing to take all that damage back. You know, first time battles. So that I don't kill someone by mistake, for now, I will even take that negative two in the condition track, though I don't think it counts because I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to use the weapons guns to shoot. Actually, no, I'm positive because that's how I remember reading that up when we were using ships. You can use your own or you can use the vehicles. Whichever's better. Still, if you feel like
you'd
shit.
Assume it would have, you'd assume that the vehicle would have some sort of auto-targeting thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how the concealment would affect it, though.
Well, first, I've got to shoot and blah, blah, blah. But then there's a 20% chance of just me missing. So, like Poser here, I want to see what might have happened. So, I'm going to auto-fire the crap out of the position with a 9. Right? So that's... He gets struck, but it's only half damage. And now I got to roll percentage to see if he gets hit at all. So if I roll 20% or under, because it is a 20% miss chance, I don't hit him at all. And I rolled 84. So unfortunately, he does get hit, but only for half. So you're going to take half of 3d10, sir. I rolled 9. Rounded down, it's like 4.
Yay, temporary hit points.
So you still have two temporary.
Yeah, so out of the smoke comes all this blaster fire. Pew, pew, pew. Yeah, nice. And now it's Merrick's turn. Well, that was a pretty good waste of an evil monologue and a rant and no real kind of a anti-dramatic.
Four damage.
Yeah, I know. Spray. Not only because I prayed it.
Only the Siths dealing monologues.
I'm sorry. Well, that was the DM, actually, because I actually brought up a personal story. So, praying and spraying at its best, shooting out of a cloud. Yeah, there you go. Merrick, your turn, sir.
All right, I'm going to fall back a bit behind this, whatever the thing is here. For now, it's my shelter and savior.
Mm-hmm.
It's a droid.
Yeah, droid. I stand behind it, and then I'm going to spray that area where the Segway with the guns is hanging out.
Segway? Yes, downgrade him from forklift. You do that.
20, not natural.
Yep.
15 damage.
Well, that's weird that the damage is blue colored. I guess that's because you got a 1 and an 8 min and max. That's cool.
Interesting.
That's new. It's usually green good, red bad, blue is like meh. Yeah. Okay.
Well, both.
You win some, you lose some.
Yep.
Well, the good news is he didn't hurt the vehicle. Stormtrooper's dead.
Nice.
Rahul.
Cool. Hey, it's my turn. I will move peek around the corner and put a shot into the officer. If I can find my character sheet, because I think I closed it. The dummy. Hey, there you are. Shoot him. Did I shoot him?
With an 8?
No, I did not.
With an 8? No. Still have a swift action, yeah, left. Talking is free.
Surrender, imperialist scum!
I'm not even gonna... I'm trying to hold it in, but... it's not his turn, so you don't know what he does. Poser! So much death.
Yes, I probably shouldn't be laughing at that comment, but that's out of character.
But you are Sith, so
0.85. It went up
10.75.
Yeah, but the laugh brought it to 8.5. I'm sorry.
That was out of character. I'm an evil, sure. Sadistic SOB. Poser, sure. Isn't. There's a difference.
See, this is why you need a voice. The DM can't tell.
I was going to do something, and then I was going to rush number one, but then you decided to put guns on the sled, and that kind of shot that out of the window.
So anyway,
I'm just gonna hold my turn until after the old man Zin.
So you delay an action, and then you can just jump in when you want. Okay, Zin
moves to there, taking cover behind that thing. Now is that how big is that?
That's a small crate. You can shoot over it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So shooting right over the top of it. I'm going to go ahead and blast that guy. 18 to hit, 9 points of damage.
Two. He takes it in the arm and glares at you. Still standing.
Wow, this guy's tough.
Rawl's calling for surrender. You shot him in the arm. I run into the fog.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Jump into the wagon, and that's me, because that's 2 moves. So close. He runs for the wagon's cover, and since he didn't see the stormtrooper choking, he got shot, and now I'm using 20% concealment, thank you. I jump on the guns. Now you surrender. Round 6, Merrick.
The fog should have dissipated by now.
I have a clear shot, you know.
I take aim at him.
But so do you.
And I shoot.
The Empire will never surrender.
Eight.
I will continue to monologue as you shoot at me and miss. It's Rawl's go. No. I should keep talking. Ooh, did I say that out loud? Rawl, what do you got, buddy? He silently just shoots at me. With a 2. I was right. How about you, Karma Boy? Have you got anything while I'm monologuing on this power sled, trying to figure out how the guns work? Everyone gets a shot before I can go again.
I'm gonna hold my turn again.
Okay. Zin, it's up to you, buddy. I go next.
Oh, man.
And I don't spray or pray. I'm smart.
I am going to be going after Zin.
Okay.
So I just want to see what he does first.
Okay.
Well, let's see here. All right, I too have to find my character sheet, but I'm going to do pretty much plug and chug. Take a swift to take aim to ignore his cover. Take a pot shot. 9 obviously doesn't hit anything.
It's all right. Poser.
That's fine.
Does going down on the condition track affect your AC?
No.
Yes.
Yes. No? I don't know. I'm not down, though. That was the dead storm.
Yeah, he just stepped into the cloud.
But he said it dissipated already.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, from here, do I have line of sight of him?
Yes, and you have cover.
Perfect. Alright,
Now, just to clarify, you're asking about why this wasn't 10. See the stormtrooper here? 5 for you, 5 for him. Well, sorry, 5 for you because you're up to the cover, right? If he was here, and then you just, you know, you can shoot long ways along the cover, then you get your 10.
Okay.
So that's what I was saying.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So far out, so. Okay.
No, that's fine. Okay, yeah, so I'm going to 5-foot step to the left, and then I'm going to use the Force Power Mind Shard on this guy.
You guys ain't got nothing. Empire will never...
Oh, yes.
Ah! Ah! starts bleeding out of his nose, and he just falls off the frickin' thing. Okay, that was kind of hard to miss.
Dying of natural causes.
I assume his will defense isn't greater than 22.
We all know he's a Jedi, but to make him feel comfortable, we all pretend he's not a Jedi.
Yeah, the guy's screaming. He's like screaming and pointing directly at Poser, bleeding out of his eyes and ears. Right? No, we still don't understand what's going on. Yeah, we know you're talking to Poser.
Well, and that's... That is why I was waiting until everyone else went, because I didn't want to have to do this and blow my cover, but I also don't want people dying, so...
Well, there's some weird shit happening.
But yeah, so if he isn't dead, he also moves one step down the condition track.
Use the force, 25. You did 22 points of damage.
Yep. Unless his will defense is greater than 25.
Did you not hear the screaming? The description of blood in the keeling over... And the silence.
See, never know.
This one hand pops up holding a data pad and it plays a recording of one of Rawl's, phone message recordings or dramatic deaths in case of. This is
sweet.
Paul Ulbereth. And if you're listening to this, ask the guy next to you, did I do okay?
And I'm going to use my move action to lean up against the crate and start playing the guitar again.
Okay.
Just to help calm the nerves. It's one of the ways that I meditate.
There you go. Strum, strum. A dark ballad. A funeral for the dark deeds.
Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
Gentlemen, all goes eerily silent for the moments that follow. What do we do?
Sweet. Try and find the cargo we're after as soon as possible.
Okay.
We need to get the hell off of this station, and we need to grab that armored Segway and take it with us.
Bingo, that bingo, cool. Press to rearrange, Joe.
This is the crate so I was dragging. Jump.
I will, yeah, it does. Is that the crate we're after?
No.
What's in it?
Bowen said that check it out. Those troopers went down there to confiscate something. All right.
Well, did the info from Swift not have the cargo manifest number?
Yep.
Does it match the crate?
You head on up there? Yes, it does.
Yeah. Sweet.
So Rawl goes and checks out this crate. Merrick, what are you doing?
Walking over to the armored Segway.
Okay. Zin, you looking for a way out? Door's wide open. As a matter of fact, there's a very familiar looking merchant just walking by, and he's mid-stride, looking in, turned his head, his mouth is agape, and he's just like, ah! And he just takes off running.
This is not your lucky
day. Just takes off running. I saw nothing! Deposit the extra 100 in my account! Oh. Zin steps out in the hallway. You hear one shot.
Leave no witnesses.
Rahal looks down his bank account. 100 credits refunded.
Yeah. Bet you didn't cash that one in. All right, so...
Hang on. Going around the room here. Zin, what do you actually do?
I'm going to look down the hallway.
Okay, I'm going to play guard.
See if anybody else is coming.
Okay, Poser, yeah. Playing your guitar?
Yeah, but while he's doing that, he's also going to look for a place to stash the bodies.
Okay, so you get up.
Poser's on his crime game, I'm going to say that.
Well, there's no stash in these bodies.
Sure there is.
Not without a mop.
The sewer.
There's a sewer crate.
Airlock.
All right, then Poser is going to start... dragging bodies into there.
Okay.
And dropping them in.
All right. Poser is disposing of bodies.
Poser is disposing. Oh!
Zin's on
the disposer.
Poser. Ah, I like it.
Poser. Okay, so Zin's on Overwatch. Poser is our cleaner. Merrick is our new acquisitions. And Rahal, it matches. You pop the crate, and a sealed noise, gas sucked in or out. You open the lid, you look down, and you cannot literally believe what you see in this crate. I'll tell you all about it next week. but for the win is Matt. There
really?
Is a
yes.
laid out in a crate before you, covered in cold metal.
This is bullshit, and I kick it. This is not Keith's pilot ship. What the hell?
Oh yes.
The crate, which is kind of on a hover platform that was being towed from the, I kept calling it a Zamboni, but it's actually like what they call a lift, goes skittering across. I'm actually going to make this happen here on the map. It goes skittering across and bounces off a wall.
But he can't explode.